The first impression of a debate is not always the one that gets remembered. Even the day after, as voters talk about the issues in their homes and cafes, there are professionals at work, journalists taking a stab at a first draft of history, and partisans hoping to sway people's long-term impressions. NPR's Robert Smith has been watching the spin and media analysis and has this report on the fight for the memorable moment.
Minutes after the debate ended, CNN's Wolf Blitzer, looking for a way to sum up the feel of the debate, focused in on a trick of television.
Those cutaway shots that we saw the president when he was clearly, shall we say, less than pleased by several of the comments, whereas Kerry seemed to be more poised and simply standing there.
Only the president knows what that look meant. But during the debate, Democratic internet bloggers freely provided the thought bubbles. The president, they wrote, looked rattled, surly, and nervous. He was smirking, slouching, and as one blogger put it, sucking on a sour pickle. Despite the wide-ranging and serious content of the debate, afterwards the president's expressions became the center of spin. Joe Lockhart, an advisor to Kerry, spoke on Fox News.
Well, you know, he seemed to have an uncomfortable, annoyed look on his face through much of the debate. You know, I think if 2000 was about the sigh, 2004 is going to be about the smirk. The president's annoyed smirk.
The sigh is, of course, a reference to the sound that Vice President Gore made during a debate in 2000. The Democrats learned the hard way that even small things can be blown out of proportion after a debate. So this time, they pounced. Republicans had to go on the defensive. Peggy Noonan, a Republican advisor speaking on Fox, defended President Bush as an underdog.
You had the prosecutor versus the normal guy, with this guy sort of relentlessly hammering and this other guy sort of being maybe less verbally agile and yet somehow winning your sympathy and winning your respect.
And something happened to the spin overnight. Instant polls showed that Kerry had won the debate, but perhaps not shifted many votes. By this morning, the tone of analysis was changing. Howard Stern, not a big fan of the president's, said he preferred Kerry, but that Bush was terrific, too.
Anyone who believes in Bush's message thinks he won. So to debate whether or not who won the debate is very, very difficult.
Don Imus, a supporter of Kerry, also dismissed the early reviews.
I still don't think President Bush did as bad as everybody else thinks he did.
The Democratic Party, meanwhile, was trying to keep the smirk alive. In a web video, they cut together all of the president's reaction shots into a musical score, which prompted the king of conservative spinners, radio host Rush Limbaugh, to say that the Democrats had overplayed their hand.
They've got a video of Bush smirking, Bush facial expressions, because to them, what matters is style over substance, because they can't rely on substance because Kerry had none.
It's still too early to tell if the smirk will stick. Robert Thompson, a professor of popular culture at Syracuse University, says that to him it doesn't seem to rise to the level of a defining moment.
You know, you've always got your antenna out for what's going to be the thing, where is the Saturday Night Live moment? And there just wasn't much in this debate.
Thompson says without a major replayable gaffe or joke, the voters may have to actually be swayed by the content of this debate, at least until the next one. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.